Welcome to Panel Beaters, the show with no winners, only survivors. I'm Death, the Grim Reaper. You're about to hear four comedians battle it out in front of a live audience in an effort to win my favour, and in the end, one of them will die. It's like Game of Thrones, only the sex is done a lot more tastefully. Let the games begin.
Hello, and welcome to Panel Beaters, new Classic Gold Edition. New, because you're listening to a brand new episode. Classic, because it was recorded all the way back in July. And gold, because it is frankly rammed full of comedy goodness. So much of it, in fact, that we've had to split it into two episodes. You may be wondering why the long gap since our last episode. Well, producer Rich went to Edinburgh in a one-man production of Whitnail and I, and went totally method. But he's back now, we've had the intervention, and he's mostly fine. Bar the occasional crying jag and the bedwetting. But to be honest, he had them before. I wouldn't worry about it. Speaking of upsetting things, we at Panel Beaters would like to make this episode our humble tribute to the legendary entertainer and longtime friend of the show, Sir Bruce Forsyth. Old Brucey tap-danced off the Mortal Coil recently, thus bringing the curtain down on a highly distinguished show of his career and the longest running joke in the history of this podcast. This episode, being recorded back in July, features the last ever sighting of this classic bit of Reaper repartee. We thought about taking it out, but then we thought, no, let us give Sir Bruce the last laugh. He, after all, is rightly celebrated for a glorious showbiz career, whereas you're about to hear a bunch of idiots make jokes in a pub garden in Derby. I think we all know who the real winners are here. So sit back, relax, and enjoy. And we'll see you back here next week at the same time for the second half of this epic gag fest.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Panel Beaters live from Derby! Yay. Woo! Yay. Welcome to Panel Beaters, the panel show where there are no winners, only survivors. And facing death today are our contestants, Scott Bennett.
Hello!
Kate McCabe.
Howdy.
Simon Lomas.
Hello.
And Andy White.
Good afternoon.
A round of applause for them, please. And judging our contestants in the game, as indeed in life, is the eternal judge. Please put your hands together and welcome death! Ladies and gentlemen, let's start off with round one, the elevator pitch round. All the panellists pitch me their big ideas. Are you ready? Here we go. Pitch me your ideas for reasons to be cheerful.
Reason to be cheerful. Hey, with all that's gone to hell in the last year, it's helpful to know that reincarnation probably isn't real. Probably.
I can confirm it's definitely not. Once I've got you, stay dead, right? I can't be asked with these bloody buddhists. It's a nightmare, right? They keep trying to piss off when I've already killed them. I'm like, get out of that dog and get back in hell.
Shouldn't you just support recycling anyway? That's basically... Also, to be honest, I think get out of that dog is a pretty good life tip regardless.
Yeah, I think if you ever find yourself inside a dog, it's hard to justify why you're there.
Unless you're a vet.
Okay. All right, fair enough, yeah.
I'm cheerful because after four times pressing my buzzer, I've finally been allowed to answer.
Yeah, the buzzer system is supposed to stop exactly that sort of thing happening. And me and Death were chatting away like dicks, so yeah, sorry about that.
I don't give a shit.
Do you want a proper answer as well?
Yeah, go on. Do the buzzer though and we'll pretend not to hear it.
Yeah, so what's I saying, Gary?
Simon.
Now that Roger Federer has won his 8th Wimbledon title, maybe he can finally start believing in himself.
Andy.
When you're on the motorway and the traffic's so bad these days, it just gives you more time to appreciate the countryside.
Oh. I always think on a motorway, you know when you're stuck behind like a really big tailback and you've been stuck there for 2 hours? It's terrible. I always find myself thinking, I hope that when I get to the front, it was a proper accident.
You want to see people crawling out of the wreckage?
Yeah. You know, I want to see a burnt-out car on the side of the road. If it's just like a Nissan Micra with a dent in its wing, I'm like, I can't believe I wasted 2 hours for that. All that build-up.
Screw you, buddy. You could at least be dead.
Exactly.
Yeah, you think you get annoyed by that. Oh. The amount of false call-outs I get. Just a ding.
Any more for any more. Reasons to be cheerful. Buzz away.
We don't have to hear about Glastonbury again for another 2 years.
Reasons to be cheerful. The warm weather. I love it. I really do. Just sitting there baking in my underpants, which, you know, isn't hygienic, but... The fact is the body temperature stimulates the yeasts, but you know, I had a lot of scones left over, so
and a lot of yeast.
And a lot of cubes on your phone.
Yeah. These have just joined, they wonder what we're on about.
What did you make? Rock cakes?
Was it a brown nutty loaf?
Yeah. No, it was a nutmeg finger, actually.
Oh, now we're in Alan Bennett territory.
Any more? Any more? Are we done being
here? We've got one more here. Reasons to be cheerful. There were 3 less murders in Derby this year. Do you know that?
That's not a reason for me to be cheerful.
No.
Come on, Derby. Step your game up. These people... I used to be able to rely on you for violent crimes, murders, occasional genocides. I don't know if Derby's ever committed a genocide, but... They would if they could get their hands on Nottingham.
I like the fact that you can walk around Derby dressed like that and somebody will go, that's not a scythe, this is a scythe. Pitch me your ideas for lower back tattoos.
Your dad has also seen this.
Back abs. Nice muscular back abs.
I think because a lot of lower back tattoos are symmetrical, you could have like an ink blot test, and then you'd know someone is a wrong'un if they come up to you and go, oh, I like your tattoo of a dog being bummed.
That is a good test. Anyway, the moral of the story, get out of that dog.
Get out of that dog. We're finding our catchphrase.
Get out of that dog and into my car.
We have been looking for a catchphrase for the show.
There we go. Get out
of
that.
Get out of the dog.
Oh, excellent. Now we're going to try and get him into Billy Ocean songs. Get up out of that dog.
Brexit, not my exit.
Gluteus Maximus, father of a murdered child.
PTO.
Next up, pitch me your ideas for new rules of the road.
Police have a speed gun, you have a real gun, it's dog eat dog. If you see a broken down BMW at the side of the road, it becomes the law that you have to drive past laughing uncontrollably.
That was the worst B-52's impression I've ever heard. If you see a broken down BMW at the side of the road,
at the Laugh Shack, 15 miles from Knutsford Services.
If you drive a white van, you can't just have a white van anymore. You have to airbrush glorious knobs on it. A landscape of glorious knobs.
What, like blowing in the breeze? Yeah. Like a cornfield of bits.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. Running his hand over them as he goes to die.
I think if you go across a zebra crossing, you have to pretend to be a zebra.
Just lay down.
Yeah. Same with pelican crossings as well.
If you're a zebra, would you disappear when you were in sync?
I think if Uber drivers really want a 5-star rating, they should be obliged to play I Spy with you if you ask them.
Then you have really cruel things like I Spy somebody with a proper job and security of employment.
Said the comedians.
Hello. 5 stars.
New rule for the road. I think the more expensive the car, the more humiliating your horn noise has to be. So if you have like a Mercedes, it has to be like, turd, 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 turd. Like BMW is like, I'm a wanker. But like musical, like if you have like a Rolls Royce one, it's like, tiny penis.
Any more new rules of the road?
I think if a trucker flashes you, you should follow him to the next lay-by and just give him a cheeky glimpse of your cock.
Flash for
flash. One all, isn't it?
Is that what they're called, lay-bys?
Yeah.
Okay, let's crack on. Next one. In honour of Doctor Who, other roles that could do with a gender swap.
I think Superman should be replaced by a 63-year-old grandma from Derby who saves the world but just doesn't like show off about it.
The flaw in that being nobody in Derby has ever reached that age. You want the grandmas round here, they're 26, mate.
No, not great grandmas, just
grandmas. I think the band Hanson. I just think it would be interesting to see what they look like as guys.
They are so beautiful.
So beautiful. Beautiful.
I'm going to say Fozzie Bear on this one. I think we need more representation of female comedians. So I think it should be a gender swap to a female comic. Yeah. Fozzie.
You know he's supposed to be a terrible comic. That's an awful role model.
Yeah, he's not someone you want representing your team.
Wacka wacka.
He's still working.
That's a good point. Yeah, yes. Roles that could do with a gender swap.
I would like to see the sexy Cadbury's Caramel Bunny have a gender swap. And specifically have in mind Jason Statham. It's like in a Cockney accent, being like, oh, I like caramel. That's
it. Sorry, was that in a Cockney accent?
Yeah, that was my best.
It's like Dick Van Dyke.
Jolly holiday death.
Yeah, there we go. Maybe Dick Van Dyke could have a gender swap. We found the perfect
Dyke Van Dyke.
Oh, very Dyke, good.
That's Dyke Van Dyke.
That deserved a lot more.
That was excellent. Simon Bust.
Katie Hopkins, so I can kick her in the bollocks.
Now, can anyone top that, or do we end that round?
Got one more. Batman to be replaced by a 63-year-old grandma from Derby who saves Gotham City by getting all the villains together at the local community centre and telling them to stop being so bloody childish.
Could you have a Batmobility scooter?
Oh! It's the difference. That's the gag writing right there. Just the symbol just comes up and it's just the grandchild's phone, or the son's number who doesn't ring her anymore.
Yeah, and that explains why she's the only person who's still got a landline.
And finally that na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. It's not just a joke anymore, it's for real.
It's the whole bit. Years of improv.
It's the whole bit.
Go on, Si, you go on.
No.
No, you look eager. Okay, right. Ways to liven up Prime Minister's question time.
I think after Theresa May gives an answer, they should have the board from Pointless counting down from 100 to show us what percentage of it was bullshit.
Oh, you scored 100 again, Theresa.
Incidental music. So that when Theresa May stands up, he goes da 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 da, and then when Jeremy Corbyn stands up, he goes da 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 da.
Would Boris Johnson have like sort of trombone music, like Harold Bishop on Neighbours? Anyway. To segue back seamlessly, any more ways to liven up Prime Minister's question time?
I think all debates should be conducted as rap battles.
Yes!
To a grime backing track, Theresa May all in bling and that, just like, you ain't got shit on me, Jeremy, I'm the one in power, take your policies and your dreams and put them on £3 an hour, bitch.
I think they should have it like just a minute with no repetition, hesitation or deviation.
Just the buzzer going off anytime someone says strong and stable.
That is perfect. More ways to liven up Prime Minister's question time. Any more for any more?
Lie detectors. Leader with bright vision and the Prime Minister should detect the lies. And every time they tell a lie, electrocution. I will provide strong and stable. My policies are fully... And then after 10 minutes, there'll be no electricity left in Westminster.
I think, following on from previous form, Theresa May should just send in various stand-ins, like, every week, so, like, have a bit of fun with it. So one week it's, like, an hairdresser that he doesn't know what's going on. Then there's just, like, an Uber driver, and then that just continues until eventually, by Christmas, you've just got, like, a beagle in a Louis Vuitton dress just wandering about sniffing Jeremy Corbyn's balls and wondering why he's there.
That would actually...
Get out of that, dog! Well, I don't know if we can move on from a beagle sniffing Jeremy Corbyn's balls. For the many, not the few. There we go. Let's move on. All right, well, that brings us quite neatly to the next one. We are Panel Beaters is now becoming a political party. So we are trying to put together our manifesto show by show by recruiting one idea from the from the panel each time, and whichever one gets the best response of the audience goes into our manifesto. So what have we got today? Panelists, give us your pitches for the Panel Beaters political podcast manifesto.
I think when you use a nightclub cloakroom and they give you a raffle ticket, I think at the end of the night they should just do a raffle to decide what coat you get back.
It is a great way to get 500 coats, isn't it? Just buy a book of raffle tickets.
This is a personal one. I've been hurt a lot here in the UK, and I would really like to see the unification of both hot and cold water taps. I'm going to be tired of it. There is a product that exists that, like, you can link both together, even if you've got a sink that has one hot and one cold because the building has old pipes or some nonsense like that. There's a thing you can get that brings them both. It's like 20 quid on Amazon, guys. My hands. It's like every time I wash my hands in a British sink, I feel like Marty McFly at the end of Back to the Future, where his hand is just, like, throbbing in the picture and disappearing. I don't know about you guys, but I am tired of giving people money for things that better them. I don't like this self-improvement kind of charity harvesting. Like, oh, I'm going to run a marathon or I'm going to do a skydive, sponsor it. I say bake sale or bust. Yeah. Unless you're giving me a cake, I am not donating to your charity.
Yeah, hey. Like, tough mudders are just run by absolute arseholes. Like,
oh, they're the most tough mudders.
Oh, please tell me more about how you ran through a field, but you then, boring
but
prick.
Then I think they should just rename that tough mudders silly twats.
Any more policies?
Well, I think from now on, all politicians should present their policies through the means of ventriloquism. We could bring back Orville.
You see, the thing is, I don't agree that there should be cuts in schools' education.
Why are you doing an impression of me?
Why have you got your hand up his ass?
Get out of that dump!
He mad, bitch.
Orville has been in a box for 6 years now, hasn't he?
I think when people in front of you take a drink and follow it with, you're allowed to smack the bottom of the cup into the face. There's no need to make that reflex noise. See, you didn't. You're trying to do it.
Yeah, bring it.
I don't think you should be allowed to vote if you have the bumpers up when you go bowling.
Share if you agree.
Any more? Should we move on?
Well, I think we've got to decide which one of these is going in the manifesto.
Over to you, Death.
Well, the way this usually works, I'll pick a couple of my favourites and we'll throw it to your vote for which one. I think there was a lot of good suggestions, which I've now forgotten. Which ones were good? Kate, what was your second one?
My second one, I had the hot water taps, and then I had like the sponsor charity thing.
Sponsor charity thing, that's going in. I think that's got to compete with Simon's bumper bowling. If you can't vote if you have the bumpers up. I think it's between those two for the manifesto.
Yeah, I'll go with
okay.
that. Okay,
okay. We'll throw it to the audience. So if you think that you shouldn't be allowed to vote if you use the bumpers when you bowl, cheer now.
Yay!
Oh, that's a strong showing.
Yeah, it really is.
Strong show. I am so hungover, I've forgotten again.
Fucking hell.
It can't be like when you do a charity run.
Charity running! Yeah. Right.
This is the most forgetful death ever.
I know.
That's why Bruce is still alive.
Oh, shit. Right. So, yeah, you think...
That's why young people haven't got houses. You haven't been doing your job properly.
Right, so if you think it should be banned for people claiming sponsorship for things they just want to do anyway, cheer now. Oh, that's close. That's very, very close. Right, okay, let's do it one more time. Bumper bowling.
Yay!
Charity.
Yay!
Oh, I think charity has it.
Okay, charity.
Oh, great. But, like, you're not allowed to claim sponsorship for something you would enjoy doing anyway. Hooray!
Yay!
Excellent.
Next one is Quotey McQuote Face, and it is the rock lyric special. So I'll give you the classic rock lyric, and you fill in the blanks, okay? Like a blank out of blank, I'll be gone when the morning comes.
Like a new father out of Derby, I'll be gone when the morning comes.
Okay, like a blank out of blank.
Like a girl who slept with you out of sympathy.
Like a female presenter out of contract with the BBC.
I'll be gone when I'm 45. Like a blank out of blank.
Like a kidney out of a Chinese prisoner.
I got another bleak one. Like a homosexual out of Chechnya. I'll be gone in the morning.
Ow!
Right, that has been terrible, all that, but like... No, but like, the parades in the underworld have been fantastic.
Ace. Everybody, shirts off!
I like the way your implication of that is that, I mean, obviously it's a terrible humanitarian tragedy, but, you know, but we've got the floats.
Yeah, exactly, mate. We're having a great time.
The underworld has properly livened up.
Well, yeah.
Are there any other joyful groups you'd like exterminated?
Well, that's the thing. Like, it's actually like people give hell a bad rep, but, like, you know, it's full of all the people that Christians don't like, so it's kind of a giggle.
I like the way it's now moved from underworld to hell. Like a blank out of blank, I'll be gone when the morning comes.
Like a radio from a car in Liverpool.
Let's move on. Oh, I've got to sing this one. Whoa, we're halfway there. Whoa.
Sorry, have you decided you're not going to bother singing?
That's my angelic voice. Look, not having it. Look.
Voice of a generation, Gary Delaney, everyone.
Look, hey, fuck off, my nan's dead. That means I can sing. We know the rules. Right. Whoa, I'll just say it then, shall I?
No, sing it, I liked it.
Whoa, we're halfway there, whoa.
Are you excited, Nana? We are, you love Dignitas.
Whoa, we're halfway there, whoa. You should have weed before we left.
Take this bottle, we'll make it. Andy.
Whoa, we're halfway there. Whoa, 'cause we flew Ryanair.
Take this coach and it'll sort of get you there.
Anyway, whoa, we're halfway there, whoa.
The next stop will be Congleton.
I won't sing. Turn around, bright eyes, every now and then I...
Suffer from light-sensitive migraines.
Turn around, bright eyes, every now and then I ruin childhoods with terrifying stories about rabbits in peril. Bright eyes.
I like the fact there's been a load of Watership Down references and none at all to Bonnie Tyler. Take me down to the Paradise City where the grass is green and the girls are...
also green. I'm Captain Kirk, that's how I roll.
Take me down to the Paradise City where the grass is green and the girls are...
paid significantly less.
Take me down to the media city.
Yeah. Oh, zing! That's proper satire, that.
Rid down the Swanee, my friend.
Yeah, like, to be fair, it's only taken 2 years of me being on this show for me to do some actual satire.
Give it
That's why everyone just looked confused. It's like, did he actually do a joke then?
Take me down to the Paradise City, etc. And the girls are...
Competent in lawn maintenance.
Beautiful. And you may find yourself in a beautiful house with a beautiful wife, and you may ask yourself,
hey, isn't it great being rich?
And you may ask yourself,
where'd that thor?
Shit.
What was that? Let's do that again.
And you may ask yourself, how badly are my speech therapy classes going?
Can you smell toast?
You've got to ask yourself, because you're doing a shit job of asking anyone else.
You may find yourself in a beautiful house with a beautiful wife, and you may ask yourself, where did that thesaurus go? There we go.
No, that was actually excellent. Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm...
Simon Lomas.
Facts. Well, it's answered the question.
I like the way that you look at the original lyrics being a man of wealth and taste, and you thought, that's me. Fuck it, I've got that.
Oh, God.
Beautiful. We can't finish a round after one extremely good answer. Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm...
Sorry I smacked your toddler.
Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm...
The one that's been following you for the past 3 months.
Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm...
Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm Tim Farron. Who ordered the Mexican with the extra jalapenos?
Fuck it, there you go. That is the end of that round. So a round of applause for your contestants and death. Yep. And next round is... Death's question time. Everyone on the panel has a chance to put a question to Death, and Death will answer it. And we'll take a couple of questions from the audience as well. If a couple of you want to think of questions that you might want to ask Death, so here we go. Let's.
Yeah, I guess Death. I'm curious to know if you could put your hand in any dog, any dog. What dog would it be? Or be breed specific if you
prefer. Well, to be honest, like the other day I put my hand in that dog off Britain's Got Talent. So probably that one.
Okay, Simon.
Are you doing all right?
is that your question?
Yeah.
All right. Not bad, cheers, mate. Thanks. No one ever asks, actually. That's very polite of you. You know, like, rest of you pricks, come on. Get some manners.
Andy White.
You know when people get out the tarot cards?
Yeah.
And you turn up.
Uh-huh.
And the lady says, don't worry, that just means something's going to change.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah, no, it means what is going to change is your status of whether you're alive or not. So true.
I had a noisy neighbour when I lived in Erdington who drove me mad. He had these parties that used to last from Fridays to Sundays, and I used to try to devise to make myself feel less angry because I couldn't do anything about it. Tried to devise ways to psychologically torture somebody, and I decided the best thing. I never did it, right? But I decided the best thing to do would be to buy 11 packs of tarot cards and pick out all the deaths, and then put one through his door one day that said 10. And the next day, 9, and 8, and 7, all the way down to 0.
Oh my
God, I'm genuinely terrified. That is real serial killer level. That is impressive.
It's clever, isn't it?
I've got newfound respect for you, Gary.
I even had to work out, if it was counted legally as a threat, you'd have to buy them in cash from different outlets. You couldn't risk buying them all together.
You looked into it! It's like fucking CSI!
And I couldn't stick them through his door. I'd have to post them.
So you'd have to go to various locations.
I'd have to go away at various locations, not all equidistant from Erdington, where I was living at the time.
Do you know when the police track the movements of a truck driver because of all the people he's murdered? That's like you as a comic going to different gigs sending tarot cards back. Who was in Skegness on Wednesday and Rill on Thursday? Where's the nearest post box?
I like the idea of some copper in his basement getting obsessed with the case. You know,
like Zodiac Killer.
He's got pins and bits of string all over. Then suddenly he happens to see Gary's tour schedule and he goes, "Oh my God."
Hang on. Or he looks down at tarot card number 3 and it's just got Ginster's crumbs on it.
Jeez.
Why are all the cards so greasy and smell faintly of dog?
So anyway, don't cross me, fuckers.
Yeah. It's amazing.
Do we have anybody in the audience who wants to ask a question of death? So fire away if you've got one. Gentleman at the back.
I was just going to ask, what was the deal with picking up all the famous people last year?
Mate, people always
repeat
say...
the question.
Oh, yeah, what was the deal with me picking off all the famous people last year was our question. Well, the thing is, people always say don't meet your heroes. I wanted to.
Well, that's that dealt with, isn't it?
I really like Prince. What of it?
I don't think we've ever had a more succinct answer.
Yeah, beautiful.
All right. Well, I think that's that round done, isn't it? I think we've covered that one.
Yeah. Right.
Are you not entertained? If so, why not subscribe, rate and review Panel Beaters by leaving a review on iTunes or wherever else you get your podcasts from. It really does help. Death is a dead ringer for Rob Mulholland. All the podcast production and technical wizardry is done by Richard Massara. The music is by bensound.com and the design by Ox. Panel Beaters is produced by Queeve McDonald and the show was created by him and Gary Delaney. No comedians were harmed in the recording of this podcast, except for the one I killed, obviously.